Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Hahn, hockey, tortillas, and Josh hates raisins. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hello. Bonjour. The perfect gift has arrived for the single man. The new cologne from the makers of Clintorius and Bonaire. France's most noted fashion designer, yours truly, Mr. Bechon of Paris, has developed an exciting and stimulating new scent for men.
Honey, come on. You've been in the bathroom for half an hour. What are you doing in there?
Just enjoying my masturbation.
Mr. Bechon, just slap a little on, repeatedly.
Oh, God.
Thanks, I needed that.
When you use Mr. Bechon, she won't be able to keep her hands off of you. And neither will you.
Is that Mr. Bechon?
Yeah, I think that's the scientific
term. Mr. Bechon, why not jerk a bottle off your department store shelf today? Mr. Bechon, it's not a sin anymore.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have a handful of favorite human beings. One of them is Greg Hahn. He's in the studio with us right now.
Am I here?
You are right here.
You ever heard of Happy Wife, Happy Life?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
Say hello to single guy, chicks and pie. Come on, everybody. What's going on? Yeah. I need to find a hot blonde or brunette or redhead, some chick with hair or nice hat or natural beauty or 95% Botox and silicone. Who cares? Or calm or totally unhinged. Let's go. Or sophisticated or off the grid. Whatever.
Okay, it's Greg Hahn, the ladies and gentlemen here in the Napa Auto Parts studios. And let's see who else is here. There's our engineer Ace, a Chick McGee across the way with his new heart.
He doesn't have a new heart.
Arteries redone.
Okay.
Never had a heart attack. No problem with the heart.
Very good.
You're just like everybody else.
Pat Godin with his crisp new hat from the Bob and Tom store.
Yep.
How much that cost you?
Free. That's what you think.
Oh, you'll pay. There's Josh Arnold getting ready for his trip to St. Louis to watch the St. Louis Blues.
Am I?
What did you say? Saturday, that's right. It'll be game three. The series is even in a game of peace. And Tom's sending Josh. St. Louis.
Oh, he's excited. Look at this.
I'm good for a couple tickets for this game.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get you a couple tickets.
Well, man.
We have to find a ticket broker.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a ticket. Yeah.
I know a guy.
Want to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Could we not
I want to sit next to John Hamm.
Dreadful song.
I beg your pardon?
I want to sit next to John Hamm.
Why would John Hamm be there?
Are you gonna he's a St. Louis guy.
Huge St. Louis Blues fan.
You might sit next to the Hamaconda.
Ooh.
Now, are you aware, Greg Hahn? John Hamm from Mad Men is...
Is that an actor?
Yeah, yes.
Great actor. very handsome man and happens to apparently be hung like a Clydesdale to keep
happens.
The
St. Louis... Have you seen the pictures?
I don't really focus on
it. Dong for days.
Yeah.
Spoken like someone who's seen the picture.
Well. Yeah, I don't know. He's an honorary member of our Midwestern meeting.
Yeah. Sorry, right.
I can't make it next Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, you can't? Really? You're doing the, you're going to get,
that sounds more exciting than my Bunyan support group.
Let's get back to the action, shall we?
Josh, you heard him. Thomas.
Yeah, I'm going to look
tickets.
It up. So
he said it on the
how
air.
Many, four
no,
tickets?
I'm in.
That's a binding
no,
contract.
I said two tickets.
Two tickets. He did
what are my other two brothers going to do?
Watch on TV.
They have jobs, don't they?
No, you need... Yeah, you need...
Four.
He needs four total tickets.
Jeff, Josh, John, Joe, we all got to go.
Bingo.
You said your dad wouldn't want to go. I'd be happy to buy your dad a ticket. Larry's a badass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Call him up.
Yeah, I'll find
combat
out.
Combat Vietnam veteran. Larry deserves a nice fun. But he prefers watching it on TV, you told me.
Yeah, he's as he gets older, he doesn't care for people.
At these sporting events, it's tough to beat your TV. You got your own pisser. You got your own.
Delicately put.
Yeah. You know, less people there. Yeah, you can mute it if you want. You can take a nap.
Better snacks.
Take a nap in the second period. You know.
Pause it.
Yeah, but you ever take a nap during the second period, Tom?
Is this some kind of menstrual joke?
Yep, that I'm sure.
Okay, sorry. I apologize to everyone listening. Now, we have Greg Hine is in the studio with us. Greg, it's always a great pleasure to see you. You're one of my favorites.
Thanks for having me here.
And now...
I want to thank the show for letting me do what I do best. Travel! I flew out of the red ass. I sat in the back of the plane with my beef medallion status. Do a joke, sir. Everybody. Is that okay?
Let me tell you something. Okay. My favorite Greg Hine story is, you know how Greg is on the air, on stage. He's a maniac. He's everywhere. But when he's traveling, he's in laid-back mode. He doesn't rush anywhere. He just eases right down. Oh, it's amazing.
Got to be relaxed.
Yeah, got to relax. He kept telling me, you got to relax when you're trapped.
And Greg deserves his own song, don't you think, everybody?
Absolutely. A Greg Hine song?
Yeah, I've always said that.
What?
Over in Cincinnati at a place called Gone Bananas, there's a guy named Greg Annell. Make you laugh. He's got manic energy like a crack baby on crack.
Oh, jeez.
Meets his girls on Tinder, gets them in the sack. Hey, it's on. He just keeps on going. Seamless performer with no flaws showing. Hey, it's on. Hey, it's on. Greg Hine.
Tinder.
Hine and Hine.
Thanks, Pat. That was beautiful.
You didn't like the Tinder line?
I was hoping you'd go for the high part.
I could have gone with Bumble.
On and on, on and on, on and on.
Stephen Bishop gets way up there in that song.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
On and on. And, of course, you know the great Stephen Bishop trivia bit.
Sure, Animal House.
In the movie Animal House, when Belushi destroys the guitar, the guy in the stairway is Stephen Bishop playing the guitar.
I didn't know that. Cool.
A little bit of obscure trivia.
That's so the girl he's singing to is Belushi's wife.
Oh, I did know that.
Judy.
Yeah.
Mr. Hine, as you referenced there, will be at the Go Bananas Comedy Complex in Greater Cincinnati beginning this evening. And as I mentioned earlier, our good friend Ms. Pat, they're going to be filming the pilot for her show. And she's going to be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria.
It's really not news unless it gets picked up.
Yeah. I'll rush to my TV and watch my pilot channel so I can see how that's going. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Well, it is very exciting, Chick. It's very exciting. I've missed that.
It is exciting. Of course.
Welcome to...
We know every step of the way.
I had a pilot shot. Okay,
here at the Merkle Press, welcome to Meet the Dicks.
Josh and I had a quick meeting out in the hallway about you talking about the pilot.
I think I'd watch the pilot channel.
I have said for years, apparently someone was telling me there's a legal reason that they can't show a lot of them.
Oh, really?
That's crazy.
Because there are so many legendary shows that were filmed once and never made.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I'd love to watch the pilot for After MASH. Yeah.
That would be After MASH.
With Jamie Farr and Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
But this was After MASH.
Oh, not the newer one, because that's subtitled Better Hurry.
Yeah, I think it's just Jamie Farr, isn't it?
Sorry. We do have Christy Lee.
Alan Alda's still with us.
But he wasn't in After MASH. Stick with the continuity of the jokes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
We have Christy at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Christy, what's happening over there?
A Michigan man was arrested after allegedly stealing a truck with a food cart attached, repeatedly called himself a dumbass. The owner of the food cart, called Walking Tacos, told police that he went into the Blackstone
Hang
Bar.
Hang on a second. Stop for one second.
That's pretty good.
Doesn't Walking Tacos sound like an indigenous fellow from somewhere?
Joaquin Tacos?
What? No. Like Walking Taco, like a Native American. Yes.
Yeah. Stands with fist, Walking Taco?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Walking Taco.
You know what a Walking Taco is, right?
Don't they put
it's a small bag of Fritos.
Yeah, and
they take the top off. They put
off.
The meat on, and then all your
on the cheese you have it in there the in your bag.
And then you eat it out of the bag.
Just like
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking taco.
You've never had a walking taco, have you?
No, I sense
it's not some girl you dumped at a bar, Tom.
You're walking tacos.
You're not riding with me. You're walking tacos.
It sounds to me like some cartoon. There's this whistling taco walking down the street. Hi, everybody. I'm from Dave's Walking Taco.
In the normal world, right. There are walking tacos and hot dogs. There aren't
walking tacos.
It's not sushi and beef skewers.
This is what you get at a fair or maybe chicken, a church picnic.
I've eaten fair food.
Chicken satay, like at your schools.
I'm a big fan of the fish fry. Love the fish fry season. You go to the tent. Big fan.
Did you go to any during Lent?
No.
There was one every Friday.
No, for Lent, I gave up self-denial.
All right.
So you did whatever you wanted.
A lot of delicious guacamole and steak.
Owner of the food cart told police he went into the Blackstone Bar and witnesses notified him that his truck was leaving. He went outside, saw the pickup leave the area. 21-year-old Zachary Jenkins was later found with the stolen truck and a blood alcohol level of 0.18. A police report said Zachary repeatedly referred to himself as, quote, a dumbass during questioning.
But the judge will agree.
The 21-year-old charged with motor vehicle theft, damaged property, and operating while intoxicated.
I'm just a dumbass.
Walking tacos are pretty good, though.
I like this idea.
Why you'd steal.
Love one.
I've never had one. You guys have had one?
What are they again?
A bag of Fritos and
a bag of
meat.
Fritos. You put taco meat on top and then cheese and lettuce or tomatoes or whatever, and you eat it out of the bag.
Doesn't it spill all over your pants?
Well, in the best... Oh, it's in a bag.
Yeah, but a tiny Fritos bag?
They're with
your fingers? Is there a taco shell?
No. The Fritos are your taco.
That's what the Fritos are.
Do you use a fork?
The best kind is the barbecue Fritos.
Yes, you use a fork.
So you dip the Fritos.
No,
you eat it with a fork.
You have a spoon or a fork.
I'm not eating it. I have refused.
Yeah, he'll never get it.
No, I like my regular tacos. And by the way, just in case the earth moved for you last week, I've switched from the soft tacos back to the hard ones. I realized how much I miss them. Back to you, Christy.
Good for you. That's the way to go.
I don't know if the fact that you did that or the fact that you felt compelled to tell everyone like it was the state of the
union. I don't know what happened to me. Several years ago, I switched to soft tacos, and then one of my little girls wanted hard tacos.
Soft tacos are just a lazy burrito.
Yeah.
I've been missing this crispy, crunchy taco.
Tortillas.
Yeah. So you don't ever make on taco. We always take tortilla chips and make it like tacos.
I tell you what I won't stand for. Corn tortillas. That's right. You heard me. They should be outlawed.
Are those blue ones?
Flour tortillas.
No, he means corn soft.
No, those
soft.
Are chips, you...
Jeez.
I should always get flour.
Pretentious prick.
I'm with you, Chick. I prefer the flour, but...
Thank you.
But a corn, I think, has its place.
Sure.
Let's have the... I need the music. Let's get the Josh... Have you heard about Josh's new show?
No.
Oh, tell him what it's called.
Learn How to Eat.
With Josh Arnold.
Yes.
I'm in.
So what do you want, Mike? Tortilla hierarchy?
Yes, tortilla... Go.
Number one... Flour. Number two.
That's right.
Crunchy.
What?
Is this a hard taco or a soft taco?
There's only two tortillas. There are corn and flour.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about the blue ones?
Number three,
those
the blue ones.
Chips.
The blue ones.
It's just corn.
There are corn chips.
Hang on.
Those aren't tortillas.
We're talking about tortillas. We're not talking about chips. Now, do you want to go over?
Welcome to Tortilla Talk.
You want to go over tortilla chips?
Tostitos
are good.
What are the
chips that start with the X?
Shoshis.
Those are
the best.
Yeah, Shoshis.
Those chips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Top three.
Isn't that where they help?
No, they have blue tortillas. Absolutely get blue tortillas.
Number one, Shoshis. Number two.
Your own brand?
I gotta go Tostitos.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, they're really
good. You like the circles?
And they're readily available. I like the scoops.
What's wrong with an El Paso?
El Paso chip?
No thanks.
Those scoops are
too hard in the mouth. The scoops, they're too reinforced.
Oh, wait, we're doing chips now?
Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry. So could we get back to this dumbass in Michigan that steals a guy's food truck? What a jackass. What would be going through your mind? He kept saying to the judge, I'm a dumbass.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, they got purple tortillas. They got all kinds of things.
Well, you could put any color into the corn.
What about salsa? Grapes. Where are we on salsa? My dream is someone driving into work looking at the radio with their mouth open. What about salsa? Where are we on salsa? Number one, salsa.
Whatever doesn't have cilantro, I'm in.
Oh, I love cilantro. I'm growing my own this year.
I will. I hope it gets ruined by a rabbit.
I'm going to bring it to you.
Hold it. You have your little herbs and...
I hope
it's nothing but aphids for you in your garden.
I hope you wake up one morning, there are bugs everywhere. Yeah.
Accidentally feeding poison ivy to your boyfriend. His throat is sealed.
My intestines all itchy.
Something's wrong. They have to do a tracheotomy. His throat is closing. Well, Christy fed him poison ivy.
We broke up. I poisoned him, I guess.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that.
What?
Poisoning anybody.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant breaking up.
No.
Okay, sorry. Is there trouble?
You just got married.
We're all set on the pool, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Rock solid.
Okay.
Laminated
and everything.
Over under what?
I got 6 days. Let's not talk from now. But don't talk about it.
I got the rest of your life.
Oh, really?
Whoa!
German farmers have reported that an entire farm of strawberries has been stolen.
Wow.
According to the
German
local newspaper,
farmers, they're the worst.
Rheinfels.
I get it. Big farmers, the worst.
The thieves took the crop from a field near Lamschim. Police say the thieves worked systematically and must have used vehicles to move all the fruit. They hope the scale of the operation means there should be some witnesses. Who steals all the strawberries?
This sounds like the worst Batman villain ever.
Oh, chill.
Yeah.
Strawberry man. No
all their
kidding.
Henchmen. And-
oh, it's fruit salad again.
what's the guy's name that they asked? Was it Willie Sutton? Why do you rob banks? And
goes, where the money? That's where the money is.
So that's why do you rob fields of strawberries? Well, that's where the strawberries are.
That's where the shortcake is.
I like the astute report from the police. Well, these guys must have worked systematically and used vehicles to move all the strawberries.
Brilliant insight! Yeah. Yeah, they didn't take them one at a time?
Yeah. Put them in their pockets?
Yeah. How many strawberries did you say? How many strawberries?
A whole field.
Do you have a song for this, Pat?
I got something, yeah.
That'd be like the worst embezzler ever. One strawberry at a time over many, many years.
They'd be moldy, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would be.
What do you got?
Gonna take myself and a bunch of thieves to a strawberry field. Nobody still. Field full of strawberries. Strawberry field transgressor. Strawberry shortcakes to die for.
Well, that's true.
Robbing banks is not for me. I steal strawberries and mix them up with milk to make a delicious smoothie.
It's in Germany, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's get stealth like now, because we're going to a strawberry field. Keep your eyes peeled. Number nine! It's nothing to get shot about. Back to Beatles. Strawberry field transgressor. Strawberry field transgressor. Number nine. I buried Paul.
B-E-R-R-I-E-D.
That's the last straw.
Barry.
Who robs a strawberry farm?
I don't know.
Are they extremely expensive in Germany?
I have no idea. I can't answer any of these questions.
As a fat kid, nothing ruined strawberry shortcake more than
strawberries?
The fresh strawberries.
That's you got that cake and you got your whipped cream and that whiz cake. Yeah.
And those canned strawberries with that ultra sugary syrup. Stuff is so strong they use that to glue together actual airplanes.
Yeah.
When you try to clean up. Well, thank you for the last strawberry robbery story.
I have a story that we probably did years ago, but an update. A Tennessee man's been sentenced to 10 months in prison for urinating on a Kellogg's cereal conveyor belt in Memphis.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah, 49-year-old Gregory Stanton was sentenced in federal court Friday. He pleaded guilty to tampering with consumer products. Apparently, the indictment says Stanton was a contract worker at the Kellogg's plant when he recorded a video of himself urinating into a bucket and dumping the contents into the Raisin Bran production line.
Oh, well, at least it didn't change the taste of that crappy cereal.
Chick loves Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
He also recorded
with you incredible jackass.
What's wrong with you?
He also recorded himself urinating into a production line a month later and apparently posted the videos onto the internet.
It was just urine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise, otherwise it would be snap, crackle, poop.
Don't laugh at that.
No, snap, tinkle.
So he's in jail now for 10 years?
Yeah.
Good.
10 months. Yeah. 10 months. He only got 10 months. Yeah.
Am I surrounded by Raisin Bran eaters?
Yep.
You don't like Raisin Bran?
Oh. It's delicious.
How do you know?
Number one. Oh. Total Raisin Bran, although I can't find it anymore. I don't know what happened.
Just go buy fresh raisins and throw them on your Total.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Mm-hmm. And number three would be...
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Maybe Cinnamon Toast Crunch, yeah.
You know what raisins are really good in? The trash can.
you're simply wrong.
Well, I'm sure we can find a way to...
You ever order chicken salad and has raisins in it? You have to flip the table at the restaurant?
Raisins and walnuts? Yeah!
I agree with you there.
Pecans? Well,
perhaps
yes.
If they were immersed in butter, you'd like them.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.